This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Meseches Kesubos, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. The Gemara had a machlokes whether... Could you hear me? The Gemara had a machlokes whether... What if the Baal Dover himself, the lender, reminds the Edim of the information? The halacha is that we can then not rely on the Edim anymore because maybe their memory was suggestive memory and we can't trust the Edim. But if the aid who was reminded is a Torah scholar, then we could trust that he would not testify unless he really remembered on his own. It says Gemara v'yitzur mirabanan, if he's a young Torah scholar, who? Afilu atzmai, even if the Baal Dover himself, the Malveh, reminded the aid, we would believe him. Ki hadar Rav Ashi, similar to the story with Rav Ashi, have a yediyalei besadusel Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi knew edus about Rav Kahana. Amar le Rav Kahana said, midachar mari haisad. You say he was trying to remind him, does the master remember the edus? Amar le loy, I don't remember. So Rav Kahana said, "V'lav hachi v'hachi, ava, didn't this and this happen? Amar le lo yadana, I don't remember." L'soif idkar Rav Ashi, in the end of Rav Ashi remembered asid le, and he testified about Rav Kahana for his benefit. Chazia l'Rav Kahana d'havim mechasim. He saw Rav Kahana was sort of stammering, like how could this person have testified if originally he didn't remember? What is he lying? Is he only testifying because I reminded him? Amar le. So he said, Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, "Misavr alach kasam chinon. Do you think that I'm reliant on you? Anahu d'ramay anashi v'adkari. I placed it onto myself and I remembered. Meaning, I'm not relying on you. I summoned up my own memory." Okay. The Gemara continues. Once we're on the topic of memory, we're going to talk about areas in Eretz Yisrael, whether we have to be choshesh, they have tumah in them. Tanan Hossam, we learned in a Mishnah over there in Ayhalais, in Parak Tezai in Mishnah Beis. Hatilulios, mounds. Now the mound may or may not have a dead body buried in it. We have no idea. It could have been used conveniently if somebody needed to bury someone on the side of the road, especially if they had a miscarriage or a limb that needed to be buried. But if someone has, if there's a mound in Eretz Yisrael, hakroivos, the ones that are close by, vein le'ir, whether to the city of vein le'dech or to the road, echad chadashos, whether they're new, the echad yishanos, or whether they're old. So we say as follows: tameos, they're tame. If they're close by, even if they're new, they're tame. Why? Because you never know. A woman could have buried a nafel over there. And nobody knew about it. Certainly, if it's an old mound, maybe someone was actually buried there, and it just got forgotten from the collective memory of the tzibur. However, harachoika is the ones that are far away. Chadasha is tahiros. The new ones are tahar, because if somebody was buried there, we would know about it. Yeshanus, but if it's an old mound, tameo is their tame, because maybe someone was buried there and it was forgotten. Ezehu kroiva, what's considered close by that we say that even if it's new, it's tame, chamishim amos, within 50 amos, even if it's not the closest one. We say that it's within 50 amos, maybe a woman buried a nafel over there. Ezehu yishana, what's an old one that we say even if it's even if it's close, it's tame. In other words, Rashi says, what's considered old that we say that even if it's, even if it's far, it's tame. What's considered old that even if it's far, it's tame? That's shishim shana, 60 years. Because if it's more than 60 years, somebody might have been buried there and it was forgotten. So we want to know what's considered far, what's considered close, that even new is tame. And what's considered far, that even I'm sorry. And what's considered old that even far is tameh? What's considered new that... Excuse me. What's considered close that even new is tameh? And what's considered old that even far is tameh? 60 years. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Kriva close means she'ein kriva himeno. There's nothing closer than it. Yeshana, so if there's nothing closer than it, even if it's more than 50 amos, we still say that if even if it's new, it's tame. Yeshana, if it's old, that we say it's tame, even if it's close. She'ein adam zarcha. Nobody remembers a time that it wasn't there. So now the Gemara wants to know, my ear or my derech? What's considered a city and what's a road? Ilei ma'ir, ir mamish. If the city is an actual city, derech, derech mamish, and it's a road, so would we just, because there's a suffix, say and deem Eretz Yisrael as tameh? Says Gemara, misfeika mi machzikin an tuma. If it's just a random city or road, would we be machzik tum in Eretz Yisrael? Amar Reish Lakish said, Ila Matsu, they used any excuse to v'tiaru Eretz Yisrael, and they were matar Eretz Yisrael. So we know when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, unless you have sort of ironclad evidence that it's tameh, we're going to assume it's tahar. So why would an ear or a derech be considered tameh? Amar Rab Zera, so Rab Zera said, ear hasmuch al beis hakvas. When we talk about a city, we mean a city close to a cemetery. The derech, when we talk about a road, derech beis hakvas, the road of the cemetery. The ear is the city next to the cemetery. The road is the road next to the cemetery. So Gemara says, Bishlam Adarach, basic verse, I understand the road of the cemetery. Dezimnin demisrami bein hashmashais, because sometimes bein hashmashos will come before Shabbos. They sort of allocated X amount of time and they realized they underestimated, like people tend to do. Umikru kavru Batel. So Bishlama, the road of the Beis HaKvarais, because sometimes Bein HaShmashas will come and they'll bury on a mound, in the mound. Ela'ir HaSmucha LeBeis HaKvarais, but the city next to Beis HaKvarais, why would anybody bury in the city and not the cemetery? Kula Beis HaKvarais, Azi, won't everybody go to the Beis HaKvarais? So Gemara says, no, there are instances where a person might bury even in the city. For example, Amar Rav Chanina, Mitoch Shanashim Koyver Sham Neflam, women may bury their miscarriages, Umukei Shchin, Zorayisam, those who have skin ailments where their limbs need to be amputated, they may bury a limb. And the halacha is that a limb from a living person is metame, like from a mace. Ad chamishim amma, up to 50 amos, azli ihi luchuda, she would go alone. So up to 50 amos, even if it's new, we have to assume that the woman would go on her own and we don't know about it, so it's tame. Tvei, more than 50 amos, davra inish bahada, a person would go with her. And therefore we say, it only if it's old it's tamei. L'beis ha-kvaris azeh, they would go to the cemetery. Hilkach tuma be'eretz Yisrael lai machzikina. Therefore, in fact, we are not machzik tuma in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, we just learned the shita of Rav Meir. Rav Meir says people only remember for 60 years. Shema minam Rav Meir, we learned from Rav Meir, Hai sahadusa, this testimony, ad shitin shnin midgar. Up to 60 years, people remember. Tvei loy midgar. More than that, people don't remember. Because we just said, Rav Meir says that a old mound, so more than 60 years old, if it's far away, the halacha is, that if it's far away, after 60 years old, it's tameh. So we see people only remember for 60 years. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. If random information, maybe people only remember for 60 years. But once somebody sort of put to his mind they have to be a witness and testify, then people will retain information even for more than 60 years. Says the Gemara, Aval Hacha, Says Gemara, Shram, Amr of Chizda, Shma min Amr Amir, we see from Amir, Hai Sahadusa, this testimony, Ad Shitin Shnin Midgar, for 60 years a person remembers, Tfei Loi Midgar, more than 60 years a person doesn't remember. Says Gemara, Velohi, but it's not true. Hasam hu Duloi Ramya Ale. There, by burial, a person doesn't put it upon himself to remember longer than 60 years, Avil Hacha, but by testimony, Kivin de Rami Ale, since a person puts it on himself as a responsibility, afilu tuvanami, a person may remember a testimony as a witness even more than 60 years. Let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to discuss how many edim are needed to testify about each signature on a shtar. Ze oimer ksav yadi, v'ze ksav yadi shechaver. Somebody says, this is my handwriting, this is the handwriting of my friend. V'ze oimer, and this one says, ze ksav yadi, this is my handwriting, v'ze ksav yadi shechaver, and this is the handwriting of my friend. Hare elu ne'amanim, they are believed. But ze oimer zek savyadi, ze oimer zek savyadi. But if this one says, this is my handwriting, and that one says, that's my handwriting, so they're not testifying about the other person's signature, only about their own, then srich letzarif imahem achar. They have to be mitzarif, another witness with them for their own signature. Divrei Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe, who holds that you need to have two witnesses on each signature. The sages say, Einam tzrichim letzarif imam me'achar. You don't have to join up anyone else with them. Ela neman adam loymar zek savyadi. A person is believed on their own signature to say, this is my own signature. You don't need two edim on each signature. We're going to hold it over here tonight. Thank you everybody for joining. And Bez Hashem, next week, regular schedule, Daf Chaf Aleph. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Shkoyach. Good night, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.